Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocab with John and Angel.
Hello, John. Hello, you guys.
Yes, Angel. Today we are going to be talking about secondhand fashion.
Oh, secondhand fashion.
Secondhand. Sounds like somebody's used it.
Yeah, it's pre-owned. Used pre-owned? By others.
Pre-owned. And for car business, used car, right?
Oh, used cars.
Yeah, with cars, we can say pre-owned or we can say used cars. Or, of course, for the layman, it's secondhand.
Oh, secondhand.
Yeah, in general, we just say secondhand. So in Taiwan, do we like to buy anything secondhand?
I don't think so. We tend to like to buy the brand new stuff.
Yes, we do. We buy secondhand houses. Nobody's house is brand new.
I know. Sorry. Right? Yes, yes, secondhand houses.
Yeah. You know, in economics, the classification they use is new homes and existing homes.
Existing home.
Yeah. New homes are newly built.
Oh, yeah.
Existing homes are homes that are available on the market. They're being used. Okay. So technically for houses, for real estate, there's no such thing as secondhand.
Oh.
There's no, we don't.
They'll call it secondhand house.
No, no. But for electronics, I mean, sure, secondhand iPhones.
Oh, second iPhone.
Secondhand laptops.
Oh, right.
Secondhand computers. Right? We won't say pre-owned. Yeah, not really.
Pre-owned iPhone.
Most of the smaller items, we just say secondhand.
Secondhand.
But cars, pre-owned or used?
Used.
You know, for cars, for sure. So talking about fashion now. Secondhand, is that the best term for it? I guess in a way, because we do buy secondhand clothes, don't we?
Sometimes, secondhand clothes.
Secondhand clothes. Like, for example, you would go to the bazaar in Temu nowadays.
Oh, right? Yes.
There's a big flea market now on the weekend in Temu in Taipei, where you can go bargain hunting.
Oh, yes, the bargain hunting there.
Okay. So, when I say bargain hunting, I mean, you know, you go to these flea markets and they would label something, maybe some luxury items that are secondhand or some brands that you know, or clothes or leatherware, whatever the case may be. And you can find it usually cheaper than buying retail.
Oh, a lot cheaper, I'll say.
Yes. So that's our understanding of secondhand.
Have you ever been to the market before?
Yes.
Okay, so did you find any goodie there?
No.
No.
No, I think it's a better place for ladies. Nothing for me. Because for guys, I mean, like electronic stores, there's no electronics for me. So usually when my wife and I go to the Temu flea market, you know, she has a hell of a time. I don't know. I'm just the guy carrying the bags.
Oh, you are the guy carrying the bag. I can imagine.
And paying for the clothes. You know, for secondhand, definitely what comes to mind is finding something cheaper than retail. You would never expect a secondhand flea market or flea market like that to be priced higher than retail or something that is new, right?
Well, you know, there are so many little shops like in Chifengjie, like in Zhongshan District.
Oh, yeah.
Those secondhand shops.
Those boutiques.
Oh, they're boutiques, The price are insanely high.
And why is that?
Why is that? Maybe because of the quality? Or
it's secondhand.
Secondhand.
What quality is there? It's pre-owned,
pre-owned,
used, worn,
and then
washed multiple times.
Oh yes, like thousands of times. So but
why would you be willing to pay extra, you know, more than retail for it?
For me, I won't buy, but I know that it's a trend for somebody.
Okay, for fashionistas, for people who are into fashion, right?
Oh, yes.
So there's a part of fashion in the fashion industry today that's not new, that people like old stuff.
Like vintage?
Yes.
Old stuff and vintage. Yes.
Vintage fashion is a thing. It's a big thing right now. It used to be a niche. You know, people would wear their grandmother's or grandfather's jeans from back in the day. That's vintage. It's kind of cool. It's hip. But now it's not just hip, it's a business.
It's a business.
It's a business. It's a full business now in fashion, vintage fashion. And of course, a lot of our famous designers today, for instance, Vivienne Westwood and Celine and LV, Gucci, Prada, all these luxury brands, they've survived multiple generations. And some of their vintage bags are now being auctioned for more and much higher than the new retail bags today.
Yeah.
Like your grandmother's purse is more expensive than your mother's purse today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's vintage fashion. It's for the privileged few who can own it. Of course, I think there's a thing with cars as well. Mm-hmm. Vintage cars is also a big business. Your Ferrari from 1960s, if it's still in working order, that Ferrari is worth multiple millions of dollars.
Wow.
But back in the day, it could have just cost 10,000 US. But today, it's millions. Why? Because they made 300. And in the world today, if you can find one that's working, then it's one out of like three. And the other two might not be working at all. Yours is the only one that's working.
But think about it. If you really purchase that car, if there is any particular item that is out of order, where are you going to fix it?
Yes. Again, that's for the privileged few.
Oh, right.
You know, you have to be a car guy to know your car parts.
Right.
And to have access to those unique car parts. And also maintain your car in working condition for so many years.
Right.
That's why it's worth a lot of money. Same thing with your Chanel bag. If your grandmother's Chanel bag from 1930s.
Yes.
Right? If she still had that bag and, you know, the condition is still pretty good, you could auction it off for millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah. Not only has it historical value, but because everyone else's Chanel bag is now all broken and thrown away.
Oh, yeah.
But your grandmother kept it in working condition.
In a very good condition.
Yes. There we go. So, you know, from something that's from retail to collector's item, you know, of course, the value changes, the prices change. But again, that's not secondhand. That's vintage.
That's vintage. Yes.
You know, it doesn't do the item justice. Yes, it's my grandmother's bag, but it's vintage. It's not secondhand.
Secondhand.
Yes. When I sell my grandmother's purse, I would not say secondhand purse. I would say vintage purse, right?
Okay.
It changes the way you see those things.
Ah, right. But when you actually sell the bag and then you say it's a vintage bag and then your customer, your intentional customer will ask you, is it secondhand or is it used bag? They will ask you, right?
Very interesting point. But what's the point? When you buy a vintage bag, what do you care?
What do I care?
Yeah. Grace Kelly touched it in 1950.
Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Lady Gaga signed it, you know, before she got famous. Like, who cares? You see, you know, once you think about it in a vintage way, it's like, I don't care who's touched it or used it, right?
It even adds more stories to it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's signed by Michael Jackson, even better.
Even better.
Even better.
Even better.
But I mean, if you're selling a secondhand bag that's signed by Michael Jackson, it's worth nothing.
Yeah, please don't sell it. Just give it to me.
Brainwashing the market with these terms, terminologies, trying to differentiate themselves.
Right.
You know, but to me, it's generally secondhand. For a guy who doesn't understand fashion, it's secondhand. You know, but my wife and, of course, Angel, you would correct me and say, no, it's vintage.
It's vintage.
That's something you collect and you treasure.
Yes.
Me, secondhand, I want to buy cheap.
Yeah, that's a common logic, right?
For people who are not fashionistas, people who are not into fashion like myself, sure. I think that's sort of the layman term.
Right.
The commoner's idea.
Yes. True.
A secondhand car, no problem. Cheaper car.
Cheaper car, sense. Of course.
But when we talk about a secondhand Ferrari, no, that I'm sorry.
You know the difference,
secondhand,
right?
Porsche, secondhand Lamborghini. They won't say it's a secondhand Lamborghini. They will say vintage Lamborghini.
Yes.
Vintage Jaguar from the James Bond movie.
Oh.
Right? They would set it like that.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say secondhand Jaguar from 1967. Mm-hmm. No.
Vintage. It is a vintage.
It's vintage. Yes. And so coming to the bag market, you know, I sometimes go and shop in the Eastern District in Taipei with my wife. And then I see all these secondhand bag stores, you know, that sell secondhand bags. LV, Gucci, Prada, all the brand luxury bags. And I don't understand why it is a market.
You don't know why is it a market?
Yeah,
why
because to me, they are all priced at the price that's comparable to new bags.
Mm.
So I can't tell. You know, I go there and then I look at the bags and I think,
what?
I see the price tag and I'm like, you should just go buy a new bag. Why do we want to come here and buy a bag that's from what? A few years ago? From 10, 20 years ago? Why?
And you know, some of the bag, they are not easy to be bought.
Okay. Mm. Agree. Yes. I know. I mean, Hermes is famous for that.
Yes.
LV is also famous for that.
Yes.
And I don't buy into that mindset. I think it's stupid.
It is stupid. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. But I mean, I fell for it. Mm-hmm. When I bought my figurine toys, my Iron Man figurines, I fell for it.
See?
Same thing. I fell for it. Yeah, you know, they told me, oh, it's on pre-order. You got to pre-order it and you got to become like a VIP member of some sort. Also, and then you got to buy, you know, this and that to become a member. And then, so it's a game.
It's a game.
It feels like a game.
You got to be part of it.
Yeah. They create this club, that exclusive club that you feel like you want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And technically, you just pay for it. It's all based on economics. You pay for joining the club. And then you can be placed on the waiting list for this
finally
exclusive item. But technically, once you get it on hand, this is what I found with my experience with the Iron Man figurines, is that by the time I got it, which is 9 months after my pre-order, going through the hoops, I mean, by the time I received it, everybody received it.
Oh.
When I mean everybody, I mean, you think you are sort of unique.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what
you go on Facebook. You go on Facebook and you're like, you want to show off, right? Hey, I got my Iron Man figurine. And you're like, you got one? I got mine too today.
Well.
And you're like, you mean I'm not that exclusive?
You are not that exclusive. You are not the
I'm
only
not
one.
VIP, you mean?
Everybody's VIP, it seems.
You mean I'm not special? You mean I didn't pay enough to join the club? What?
What?
Exactly. You know, and then my wife looks at this and she says, so why are you paying so much for this figurine? And I, you know, after explaining it to her, and she's like, so how many pieces is it available? And, you know, that's the one answer I cannot tell her, because I say, they say 500, but it seems like the whole of Taiwan's got it. I don't know how and why. They say 500 in the world, but it seems like, you know, 500 in Taiwan already. Because I go on Facebook and everybody's got it.
Everybody's got it.
Everybody in the Facebook group's got it. And then I'm like, I'm not so special, I guess.
It's all what the salesmen say, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
Maybe and they then, got 5,000.
You know, that's my first experience in the Iron Man figurine thing. And after my 7th or 8th Iron Man, I mean, I'm like, what? You're doing this to me again? So I yes. So
did you fail for it again?
No. Yeah, 7 times. 7 times.
Still.
No, not anymore, but not, you know, anymore. After the 7th or 8th time, and I thought, okay, no. There's no, I don't feel good about this.
Right.
Yes.
It's not a good experience.
I woke up from
finally
that dream. Yes, I finally got out of it. But, you know, they're still selling it the same way today.
Yeah.
These Iron Man figurines. So, I don't know.
Had enough of it.
Mm-hmm. I've had enough. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've had enough. Back to the topic of fashion. I think it's similar mechanism. Similar way. You got to pay to join the club.
Yes.
And then once you join the club, there are a couple of things that you got to do. Either in terms of payment, either in terms of participation.
Yes.
Right? Commitment, something. And then you can join this elite group of...
Buying. The line. Queuing up for the buying. Queuing up for buying.
Having the eligibility for buying or whatever the case may be. And then once you receive that, then all the fashionistas,
They all got it.
Then it's on Vogue. Then it's on Facebook. It's on IG. It's everywhere. And you're like, oh, I don't feel so special.
Yeah.
After all.
Mm. I have a story of purchasing a bag of Picotin of Hermes.
Okay.
It's not for me. It's for my friends. Okay. Because I was a cabin crew, right? So yes. I travel around the world. I just purposely wanted to buy a Picotin
Yeah.
Hermes. Mm-hmm. Like I traveled to like 17 countries and I couldn't even get one.
Really? You visited Hermes in 17 countries?
17 cities, I would say.
17 cities and they said, we're out of stock, we don't have one, or we don't carry this anymore. Is that what they said?
Yeah, but they will give me another items. That's how they implies you need to get more.
Okay.
We
don't have this in stock right now, but why don't you take a look at our scarves?
Yes. And maybe you got buy more scarves or wallet or keychains, then accidentally I will have that back.
Oh. Okay. I've heard stories about having to buy the furniture.
Yes, you have
to. The stupid furniture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, MS furniture? Who needs MS furniture? You have to buy the little stool.
But a little stool.
A little MS stool to buy a bag.
Oh, my God. See?
And then I'm like.
What's their trick?
I'm like, their stools are, you know, very nice, but
I don't want
seriously,
to put that
who
on
needs
that?
A stool?
Yeah, who needs that? And then I kind of gave up on the idea of buying a brand new Picoting. So then that's how we went to the secondhand market on the internet.
Oh,
and then
you went online.
You went online.
How dare you? Buying MS online. How dare you guys?
And then we got the Picoting, and it's a real one. And then it's like, see, if we go to the original Hermes store, you need to buy the bundle, right? You need to get like, I won't say 40,000 more.
You have to pay your dues.
Yeah, that's right. But if I just go online to buy the secondhand Hermes bag, it's the original price. It's the original price.
Okay, I'm stunned. I'm like, then what the heck? What the heck is Hermes doing?
Yeah, what the heck is Hermes doing? Yes. Mm. See?
What?
Because that bag is so popular that all the bloggers, all the influencers have carried it. So a lot of people are chasing for the bag.
Oh, they're chasing after the bag.
Yes. See?
All right. Yes.
So sometimes secondhand fashion, secondhand bag, it does have its reason.
There is a market for
it.
It's a great channel for not only for shopping for bargains, but like Angel mentioned, it's a great channel to buy the thing you might not be able to get.
Yes.
Okay. And you just have to try your luck because not every lady is willing to give up their Picoting.
That's right.
Hermes,
right? Yes.
Not all the ladies are willing to do that.
That's right.
Okay. So I think that makes good sense. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys got lucky. I don't think it's something that you can replicate online. I don't. I mean, if my wife goes to eBay and buy an MS, I will chop her hands off. Like, you don't do that on eBay.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't. No.
Yeah. Like,
no. Because we have no idea of identifying whether this bag is authentic or not.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
We can't. We don't have the ability to do that. So no Hermes bags from eBay for us. But again, for these rare items, you got nowhere to go. You need to look for alternative channels.
Yes.
You go on Shopee.
Absolutely.
You try your luck.
Yes.
You go to Taobao, Shopee, eBay, Carousel. You try your luck.
You never know. You may find your goodies there, right?
Yes. And then you call some friends, right?
Oh, yes.
Your friends who know some rich people. Right? And then, you know, because they got like a million bags.
All right.
Some of these ladies got a million bags.
They do.
And they're willing to, you know, sell it or get rid of it because they're like, oh, a friend of a friend is really begging for it. So why don't you sell it to her?
Or just give it to her.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that, you know, with ladies. Yes. But, you know, me and Petty, you know, I'm not going to beg him for his PC. Like, oh, you know, I couldn't find this PC.
I really want it. Please give it.
Yeah, please sell it to me. I'm not going to do that. Right? That's not how guys work. But ladies for bags, yeah, sure. Yes, it happens. I totally can relate to that.
Oh, yes.
I would actually prefer it if my wife goes and, you know, finds a friend of a friend who's trying to just sell her Hermes or whatever. Then we know it actually came from somebody. Right? That somebody owned it and then, you know, like took care of it and everything. It's great. It's like, you know, I wouldn't mind buying a BMW, a secondhand BMW from somebody that I know.
That
I know. But I'm not willing to go to, you know, some guy on the street and say, hey, why don't you sell me your secondhand BMW? No,
that's
I'm not going to do that.
If
yeah,
you
it's
are not
risky.
Really a car person. You don't know
exactly.
that well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's how we work in my household. You know, secondhand stuff. You got to be careful in online channels.
But oh, yes.
Rare items. You have rare channels. You need to try alternative channels. Mm-hmm. These rare
multiple
and scarce.
Ways.
Yeah. Mm. And of course, talking about fashionistas and vintage, and also we're going to be talking about the conditions of these secondhand goods, right? Secondhand goods, it's tough to describe the condition, right? When you got hold of that Picotin bag, mm-hmm. how would you describe the condition of that bag? Would you call it in mint condition?
No.
Like fresh.
The fresh?
Like new, you know, in mint condition. Would you consider it in mint condition when you saw it?
I mean, it looks new.
It looks new.
In mint conditions, but I won't put that words in that. Because I know it's a pre-owned bag, right?
Okay, so you wouldn't call it...
A mint condition?
In mint condition.
No, I wouldn't say that.
So what else did you check for when you saw this Picotin
When checked handbag? The buckle, checked the...
Check the buckle.
And the accessories.
Was the buckle worn?
The buckle?
Mm-hmm. Worn. Was it worn? Yeah, like, did the paint come off?
Yes. We did need to make
sure.
So
there were scratches?
Yeah.
I mean, that Picotin bag of your friend.
Oh, no.
No, it was nice.
It was nice, yeah.
It was like new.
Like new.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. If the buckle's like new, then that means it's not being used ever so often, right?
I would say that, yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then what else are we checking for?
Check the card.
What card?
It comes with the cards. Every bag comes with a card.
Like
insurance
the warranty card.
The warranty cards, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then check the accessories.
Check the accessories.
Yeah, because Picotin comes with a handle. So you need to check the handle. They got extra handle. You need to make sure the extra handle is in good condition.
Okay, so this Picotin bag is not only a bag, but uh-huh. it has an extra handle.
Yes.
That you can attach to the bag.
The bag. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then...
That's interesting. Because I thought Legos would be sold like that, you know, with accessories on the side. I thought bags would just come with handles.
Oh, it comes with the handle, but with the extra handle.
Another handle?
Yeah.
Like a spare handle.
Mm-hmm. A longer handle.
A short handle and a long handle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So that's a part of what she got, right?
Yeah,
so
the whole package. Everything. And of course, the box.
You have to keep the box?
It makes a difference. If you sell the bag without the box, the price will go down.
So this Picotin bag was uh-huh. in mint condition or like new condition
Like new condition with
box. Like new with box.
Yes. Because I know it's pre-owned, so I won't say mint condition. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would sell it like and say in mint condition.
Oh, you would say it in mint condition.
I'll probably say it because... Again, I mean, if my wife only used it twice in a whole year before selling it, I mean, calling it like new, that's not fair.
All
it's
right.
mint, right? I mean, more people touched it in the shops.
All right.
Right? Exactly. More people touched it in the shops. And then my wife only used it twice. I mean, yeah. You know, I would consider it in mint condition. If we use it on a daily basis, I would say like new.
Like new.
Okay. So that's how I would sort of describe it if we were to sell it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But with box. Very important.
With box. Yeah, with box. Very important.
So this bag is like new with box.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the value of this Picotin bag then mm-hmm. is worth a whole lot more, right?
Yes.
Good. So you got to keep the box.
You got to keep the box. This is very important for the luxury bag. You got to
keep the bag. So the bag got to stay somewhere and the box got to stay somewhere.
Yes, you know, some people, some girls, they even sell the box individually.
Make money from the boxes?
Yeah. Because they know that the box, some people will like to buy to sell their bags, but they don't keep the box or their box is not in the perfect condition.
Yeah.
So they will tend to buy a new box.
Very nice.
And then they sell the new box and their original bag as another package and make it a higher price.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. It's a business.
Yeah, but it's all secondhand, right?
That's the only way to sell something secondhand, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, higher than retail, higher than new.
Higher than new.
I'm sorry. It's counterintuitive for guys like me. But I mean, if we see it from a collector's market, uh-huh. then it's very different.
It
you
is.
Cannot see it like a commodities market.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see it like a collector's market. It's very, very different. So, you know, like new... Mint condition, these are the keywords for selling secondhand
yes.
stuff. You know, how you describe it. That, mm-hmm. That's how you attract the attention of your buyers. But obviously, the word Picotin, right?
Picotin,
if you put it in Shopee or something, you probably get like major hits.
Yes.
Big hits
of
from
course.
It. you know, just the key word.
Just
major,
the
major, major
yes.
key word. Yes. Possibly the Picotin box, right?
It's also a box. Big, yes, yeah. It's also a big
or Chanel paper.
Yeah, yeah,
Chanel
yeah, yeah.
box. They're all major keywords on Google. Yes. Earlier on, we mentioned vintage, right?
Vintage, yeah.
But I think, you know, it sounds like if we just list luxury brand names and paper and box, maybe we'll get just as many hits.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Definitely. Hmm. Yes.
Time to start all business now.
Yes. Make orange boxes.
Yeah. Hermes colored.
Yes. I'm sure somewhere in the world, somebody's doing like this business where they're trading Hermes boxes or Chanel boxes.
You know,
they're trading.
Of course.
They're mm-hmm. not only collecting, but trading.
Trading.
Trading it. Mm. Yeah. Actively.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine that, you know, because my laptop, my MacBook, I mean, the minute I open my Mac laptop uh-huh. for the first time, the box is gone. That's it. The box is gone.
You don't keep the box?
I don't keep the box. It's gone.
Ooh.
Why?
Oh.
Yes. Why keep the box?
I kept all the box.
Yeah, but you see, here's the thing. If I keep all the boxes, then I would have to sleep in the box.
Oh.
Right? There's no space in the room for me if I keep all the boxes.
Well, because you have too many.
No, I mean, you know, this is in Asia, we don't have space. We live in the big cities. We don't have a garage. In South Africa, we have two garages. We parked everything in the garage.
Mm.
Our junk, everything. You know, my toys from when I was 10. I can put it in the garage and, you know, I don't have to touch it for 20 years. It'll still be okay. But in Taiwan, where am I going to get a garage like that?
All right. You're not used to it.
I can't. Why keep the boxes in type? My room in South Africa is the size of my studio apartment today.
Oh, wow.
So you understand? I mean, for us to stack stuff in a house, that's fine. But if you don't live in a house today, mm-hmm. if you live in an apartment or condo
today, for sure, you have no space for that.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. That's why I don't keep the boxes, because I don't need boxes.
Oh, right. We don't need boxes, but somehow I would just tend to keep the box, because if I just take them to the garage, I'll feel insecure. I don't know why.
You're a collector.
Oh,
you are a collector.
I am a collector.
You are a collector.
Oh my gosh.
So you go home, look in the mirror, and you say, Angel, you're a collector.
Now I know who I really am.
You see your true colors.
I see the true color of
you see your true colors. You are a collector.
I am a collector.
Yes.
Guilty.
I'm just a person who likes to buy things and own things without keeping the boxes. So every time I sell my laptop, it's mm-hmm. like, without a box. Thank you. Like, it's just the laptop, voided warranty, and yeah, no box.
No box.
No box. Mm. That's it. That's how I treat my stuff. iPhone 13, no box.
No box.
I opened it up, took everything out of it, and then thank you very much. I recycled it.
Like the same day?
Yeah.
Open it?
I am a green person. I recycle everything. All my boxes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't keep them. I recycle them.
The thing is that if there is something wrong with your touch with your new stuff, you need to go to the shop, right? Within
yes.
the warranty time. And then you
yes.
need to keep the box.
Why do I need to keep the box? It's under warranty.
Oh, you don't need to do that?
You don't? You don't?
Oh.
You don't? You give them the serial number. Here's the thing.
Oh.
Angel, you have to know, with all electronics, the serial number ties in with some sort of registration. So you got to register your serial number somewhere. It's got to be registered.
Oh.
And then that registers your warranty.
Oh.
So if it's still under warranty, no matter your iPhone is like, I don't know, comes with a box in a paper or without paper, without whatever, it's still fine because the warranty covers the item, not the box.
Oh, not the box.
Not the box.
Wow.
If I'm not looking to sell my iPhone 13 one day, I don't need to keep the box.
Oh, it's different from Hermes.
I'm not a collector. Yeah, I'm not a collector. I'm just a regular guy owning an iPhone 13.
Okay. Okay, now I know. It's different from Hermes.
Yeah, so that's why, you see, with electronics, there's no such thing as, thinking and behaving like a collector.
No.
Handbags? Fashion, mm-hmm. maybe.
Maybe, yeah, for
maybe.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe. I mean, I'm a big advocate for fast fashion like H&M and Uniqlo. So there's no vintage clothing that needs to be purchased from Uniqlo. They're still too young of a brand.
Yeah.
They're still too young.
Yeah. So,
and there's no way for me to buy a 20-year-old Uniqlo t-shirt. There's no need for me to do that. So I'm happy with this high fast fashion thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, because if I don't like it, I just move on to the next thing.
Oh.
I don't have to collect it.
But if you are into certain fashion style, but now, like nowadays, designer, they don't design this kind of clothes. So you don't have goodies to buy from the market nowadays. So you need to go back to the secondhand market. Right. Right?
Okay. So my advice is to our 15 Minutes family is that go dig in your daddy's and your mommy's and your grandpa and your grandma's closet. Save some money there.
Yeah,
you can yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go check out your dad's old Levi's. You know, they're probably worth something today.
I think so.
You know, go to a tailor and then just make sure that it fits you. Get a tailor to, you know, spend like maybe a 300-500 NT or even up to 1,000 and get that remade to fit you.
Yes. That's what I do now.
Yeah, it will probably look like a tailor-made Levi's from 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True.
Do yourself a favor. If you do that, you save yourself a ton of money and you can still enjoy vintage fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
But you just got to get your mind out of the gutter, right? You got to change your mindset.
Oh, you got to change your mindset. You know, that's the most important
hand,
thing.
Mm-hmm. Secondhand or vintage? Are you what are you trying to prove here?
Yeah.
What are you going for here? You know, secondhand, then yuck, right?
Mm-mm.
Moldy or dusty. Vintage, then hey, you know, let's take it to the tailor, get it redone, you know.
It fits you perfectly.
Yeah, and you can probably DIY some studs or whatever, you know, slap your name on it, embroider your name on it, even better.
Even better.
Personalize it, even better.
Mm. Have you done that? I just did it. Like
no,
last
I just said I'm a Uniqlo guy. I'm the fashion.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry.
I never look back. Don't look back.
You just look into Uniqlo, what they have now.
I look into the future.
Oh, you look into the future.
Yes. I'm a person who's optimistic about the future. I never look back because I don't even want to look at my old pictures anymore.
Oh, so that
my baby pictures, maybe, because it's so different.
I know.
But, you know, my high school pictures, no. My college pictures, no thank you.
Oh.
I don't want to be reminded how good looking I was.
Oh, so there is a challenge, you know, that 5 years difference challenge. Are you dare to show your pictures 5 years ago?
Do I dare? Of course not. I've never participated in the 5 year challenge. Or 3 year challenge. I don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Mm. That's not me. Yes. Because that's me secondhand, right? If you look at those, if you're looking like myself.
Yeah, that is logical secondhand.
Yes, that's secondhand. I used to be brand new. Now I'm secondhand, right? Heavily used by life. All right, and that's all the time we got for the topic on secondhand fashion. So, 15 Minutes fam, why don't you tell us, do you possess any secondhand bags that you can show off to us?
Please share with us.
Yeah, why don't you take a picture, share it with us, or send it to us via email at ask15mins@gmail.com. And we will check you in the next episode. Cheers, you guys.
Bye.